This past week, the warehouse giant Kmart made public its bid to buy the aging department store icon Sears Roebuck. The deal is designed to unite the two struggling retailers in an effort to survive against big-name competitors Walmart and Target. Kmart's strategy is all about location, 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 shutting down Sears stores and shopping malls where they once reigned as anchors and establishing them in newer standalone Kmart buildings. Lois Huff is an analyst for the consulting firm Retail Forward in Columbus, Ohio, and she joins us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What will be the name of the merged company?
Sears Holdings Corporation.
So if it's called Sears, is this the end to the Kmart name?
It could potentially be the end of Kmart as a chain, although there is the possible scenario that Kmart will remain a standalone chain. So it is a much smaller chain, much more focused, and has a very distinct and probably different positioning than it has right now.
Now, both companies, their performance could be described as lackluster in recent years. Sears has been struggling on and off for some time now. Do you think this move is going to put both of them in a stronger position to compete, or is it grasping at straws?
First of all, it's not about both chains, really. This is a Sears play. This entity, this final company, Sears Holdings Corporation, it's betting the farm on Sears. This move is really, in large part, a real estate move to accelerate a strategy that Sears already had to untether itself from the mall.
What happens to those shopping centers when Sears goes off mall, as you say? Won't there be large gaps in those
This
centers?
Could be very devastating for many regional malls. Sears is a mainstay of many malls across America. And if Sears indeed is successful in this off-mall move and starts closing its mall-based stores, it could be just devastating.
Is there anything on the retail horizon to perhaps fill those gaps? Any other stores that might become anchors?
Well, the trend in retailing is not to go bigger. The trend is to go smaller. The trend is to get closer to the consumer. Most department stores, where they're experimenting, is not with opening more mall stores, but moving off the mall.
The consumers won't see any difference this holiday shopping season, but what do you expect this is going to look like to the shopper a year from now?
Well, it will depend on how successful Sears Holdings Corporation is at in making the steps that they've said they will make. A tremendous amount of investment's going to be required to convert all of these Kmart stores to Sears.
Lois Huff is an analyst for the consulting firm Retail Forward in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.